So I wanted to talk about, I didn't get to, sometimes I don't have to Ian, the sugya gets really, opens up further and further, so I did not get to Sam Kasman Aleph, which is the sugya of, which is a very important sugya actually, the halachos of what to do in terms of what you, in terms of turning down ani, what are you not allowed to do in terms of turning down ani. We'll do that next week, hopefully. But tonight I wanted to talk about something we kind of left open-ended last week, and that is the halacha that we spoke about last time, about De Machsorah. So if you look at, well, you know, if you look at source number 3 in the Maamar Kamos, that's the Rambam Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. So we spoke last week when the halachos of De Machsorah applies, when you have to go all out in giving an ani staka, and it would be a situation where really, like, you're the only one. Not so common lemaisa, but we'll get a lot of Yisodos are going to come out, hopefully, of things that we're going to talk about. But that was the halacha in the Rambam. And the Rambam writes, if you look in source number 3, in halacha hey, so, baha ani b'sha'al de machzoro, the ain yad ha nosein masi, I guess, but you don't have enough money to give him what he needs, nosein lo kvi hasagas yado, so you give him whatever you can give him, the kama, how much you give, ad chamishis nechasa mitzvah n'mukhar, until one-fifth, that should be mitzvah n'mukhar, it's 20%, the echad me'asar v'nechasa beinoni, if you give one-tenth is beinoni, pachas mikan ayin run, if you give less than a tenth, that would not be such a good thing. So that's the hakdama in terms of where we left off last week, in kind of the context of Hilchos Tzedakah, was when you have to, when you have a situation where you, it's kind of on your shoulders to provide for the ani, but you don't have quite the amount of money he needs for all his needs, how much money should you be giving him? That really comes from a Gemara right here on Samach Zayin Mit Beis, where the Gemara has a Maisa on the bottom of, towards the bottom of Samach Zayin Mit Beis, of I can't even see who is talking. Okay, Nach Nafshe, someone was dying, Mar Ukva, right? So Mar Ukva was dying. So he started giving out all his money. So he made it, he asked him to bring in the cheshbonos to see how much money he had, and he started giving away all his money. So four lines from the bottom of the Gemara asked, "V'hamar Rabbi Loi, be'ushis kino hamevazves al yevazves yoser mechomish." In Usha, they made a takana that a person who's mevazves, a person who literally just spends freely, so he shouldn't put out more than one-fifth. And that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answers, "Hanei mili mechayim shema yerim nechasav." So that's only while he's alive that you have to worry about giving too much of your property away. But la'achar misa, this guy's about to die, his property's going to be gone. And once he dies, that's not a big deal. That's not a problem. And this is also a Gemara on Daf Nun. If you turn to Daf Nun, we're going to spend a little bit more time on Daf Nun. And our Gemara just has that one line. The Gemara on Daf Nun, at the top, three lines from the top of the Gemara, has the same memram, Rabbi Loi, Be'usha Yiskinu HaMevazvez, Ayyavazvez, Yosar Mechomesh, and the Gemara has a Brisa that way, and the Gemara in the Brisa quotes it, when the quotes the Brisa, it says, Tana Mechachem, Mevazvez, Ayyavazvez, Yosar Mechomesh, Shema Yitztarich Lebrios. So it would be, you might come to need stock yourself, that wouldn't be appropriate for you to give away all your money. Now it's interesting to note that this actually seems to be a machlokas tanaim in Erchin, of all places. If you look at the first mukar here, in the Maamar Kamos, you guys all got it. So the Mishnah Erchin talks about the machrim thing. Machrim, stam charamim is a machlokas, but the assumption is that stam charamim are like kohanim. So you give, make a chayim that your nechasim are going to go to kohanim. So the Mishnah says, you look at source 1, machrim adam mitzono, mimkaro, meavado, mishbechosev, sorry, haktainim, umisteach uzaso, vimhichrim miskulam, einu muchramim divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer holds, you can't be machrim everything that you have. Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Azaria, ma in legavoa ein adam rashe lehachrim, kol nechosev, he looks at this and says, wow, if was legavoa, and the Mepharshim explained how it's legavoa, he said, stam charam lekohanim, without getting into all the halachas of Erchin, but this is something like Avoa. So al achas kama v'kama shehei adam chas al nechasav. So you just see from here, a person's really got to be careful about his nechasav. Here he's trying to do a gavaldic thing and give away all his nechasav for charamim. He's not allowed to. So certainly he must take care of his nechasav. So the Gemara there says Amar Blazer ben Azariah Megavoah in other Rashi quotes the Mishnah. Hainu Tanakama. What was Rav Blazer ben Azariah adding? Was he just saying something, repeating what Rav Blazer said? So the Gemara says Ika Benayal Rabbi Ila. Dam Rabbi Ila, or we have Rabbi Lai, but Ushe Skinu Hamavazvez Al Yevazvez Yoser Mechomish. The Nafkamina between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Lezer Nazariah is what he holds of Takanas Usha. And the Rashi explains, some of the Achronim explain a little differently, but the way Rashi explains is that Rabbi Lezer just said what he said, but Rabbi Lezer Nazariah extrapolated from here that there should be a concept in other places that you shouldn't be spending too much money. And that is the Takanas Usha. But Rabbi Lezer, basically, the Gemara is trying to say is that Rabbi Eliezer does not hold of Takanas Usha. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. So it is actually a Machlokes Tanai. But Lemaisa, we paskin all the riff and the rush, and the Rambam here in Arasugi is all paskin like Takanas Usha. I forgot who I saw, but someone says, okay, it's Machlokes over there, but clearly we're going to paskin this way because of the Gemara in Subis. Daf Nun and Daf Samach Zayin that just quotes Pshitos Takanas Usha. But let's try to understand a little more about this Takana Usha. In what context was it said? So if you notice in the Gemara, Rashi doesn't say much in our Gemara, because really back on Daf Nun, which we didn't know either yet. But back on Daf Nun, Rashi says, and this Rashi says the same thing in Erechin, if you look at the third line on Daf Nun, Rashi says, Hamevazvez Le'aniyim. So Rashi and Erechim says the same thing, that when you're coming to be mevazveis for aniyim, or you're giving tzedakah to aniyim, don't give more than one thing. However, the Rambam, if you look at source number 2 in Hilchos Erechim, this is the last Rambam in Hilchos in Hafla. Remember when I was in Brussels, Lichtenstein had a series of shiurim on the last Rambam in the Sefer. And made a whole maracha based on the last Rambam in the Sefer. So he didn't get all the way up to Hafla. But in Hafla, this is the last Rambam in Hafla, and in this context, and the point was that apparently the Rambam puts in a lot in the last halacha of a sefer, trying to send some message that kind of summarizes the sefer. So out of not holding in the Rambam, it was Hafla, but there's something here. So he says the following: Lo'olam lo yakdish adam lo yachrim kol nechasiv. You shouldn't give away all your money. Over omer mikol asher. Lo, he's just quoting that Gemara in Erechin that we had in the dot dot dots over there. So he says, the pasuk says mikol asher lo. That's what you should give us chayim. Part of that which you have, v'lo kol asher lo. Moshe biru chamim as the Gemara says. And agav porin ha'ara, the interesting ha'ara, the Rambam elsewhere in Hilchos Erechin paskins that it would work if you would be makrim all your nechasim. The Mishnah said not that way. We saw the Mishnah source number 1 and said it doesn't work. So the Kesef Mishnah says, yeah, the Mishnah said Divrei Rav Elazar. Mashma, that there's a Tanakama, there's a Chashitas Chacham, even though it's not quoted. So it says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam is passing like Chacham, this whole thing is a Din L'Chadchila. But that could still, it's still going to work for us, as we'll see in a moment. This is a Din L'Chadchila. And he says to give away the whole thing, Einzel Chasidus, it's not, you're not doing anything great. It's El Shtus, it would be Shtus to give away everything. Shaharum Abed Kamamono Vitzarech Labrios. He's just going to give away all the chasim, need the brios. They rachim on love, and might be they're not going to have rachim on love, they're not going to take care of him, or maybe I guess because they see he wastes all his money, they're not going to want to give him tzedakah. So these are like all the kinds of things that people say that a chasid shote, it's just ruining the world. He says, we see from here that whenever, or some kind of extrapolation, basically seems to be quoting Rav Elazar ben Azariah, we see from here that when you're mefazer your mammon, you shouldn't go more than one-fifth, which is basically Takanas Usha, like Mar Tzubis, one Erechim, and it also would explain actually very nicely where the Gemara in Tzubis gets its idea that Takanas Usha is because Shemei Yitzarech Lebrios, really for the Rambam that starts with the halacha in Haram, that you shouldn't give all your mammon. And kind of an extrapolation, it's not a clear extrapolation exactly, because that's at all your mammon, and here we're saying one-fifth, but kind of the same general idea that just like we learned from a pasuk, actually, in fact, by haram, they shouldn't give everything away, so too we apply that to being one-fifth in general to other mitzvos. That's the Rambam says. But the interesting point is, where did the Rambam get all mitzvos from? The Rashis we had everywhere says aniyim. the mashmos is Takarash Usha was said in the context of Tzaka, and that's the sugya comes up in Hilchos Tzaka here in Ksubis. So where did the Rambam get that this is a din in Kol HaMitzvos? That is the first question. Say it again? In Erechin, right. So the problem is that, right, so you're saying Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is applying to Kol HaMitzvos. Right. So, okay, I hear that. It sounds like he's saying a general din. Fine. Well, let's ask another question. The other question is the following. Let's say an ani is in front of you, and he needs tzedakah. So what mitzvahs do you have in front of you when he comes to ask you for money? So if you look at the Rambam in source 3, and it's just based on psukim, we can look in source 4 really, the psukim and the chumash. Kiyeh b'cho avyon me'achad achecha be'achad sharecha be'artzecha sharecha mokecha nosei mlach lo se'ameitzos levavcha v'lo sikbotzos yadcha me'achicha avyon. Point number one, there's a mitzvah supposed to say you cannot turn down an ani who needs, and that's the Rambam in Halacha Beis. He flips the order of the psukim. The Rambam in Halacha Beis has a mitzvah supposed to say. And the next pasuk in the chumash, kipasoch tiftachas yadcha lo ha'vei tavitenu de machzor. Okay, that's our Gemara did a lot of work on that pasuk, and that's a mitzvah asay, as the Rambam quotes in Halacha Aleph in Hilchos Manas Perzayin and Hilchos Manas Aniyim. So mitzvah asay, mitzvah lo asay. So ask the Birchas Avram on this whole din of Takarash Usha. How could it be that in Usha they're masakin to give less than Dei Machzorah? How could that be? There's a din d'oraisa. There's a mitzvah in Torah to give tzedakah. Okay, shemit tzarech abrius. I hear the concern, but levayis at the end of the day, there's a din d'oraisa. Ariel, you want to say something? Hey, no, he's right there. He's looking intently. You could speak up, even though you're on the computer screen. Good. Strengthen the question. I hear where you're going, and we're gonna have to see how we work out stuff different than mitzvahs. But that makes the question even stronger. Let's say you have a mitzvah. That's what I saw. Maybe it was the Rosh Avram said this, but if you have a mitzvah overis, right? It's sukkis, and you don't have a lulav, right? So you say, okay, it's gonna go to more than a fifth of my nechassim, so I'm not going to buy a lulav. So that's like being dok be a dayan. You have a time period in which to do it. I don't know, doch be a dayim, but it's pretty chomer to kind of pass up the opportunity to do a mitzvah veris. So that throws in the question. Right. Well, before we get to Tikkun Olam, we don't even have to go to that extreme, because we could really say that yesh koch b'yachacham. So you have a mitzvah to give. So Chazal said, okay, don't give tzedakah. Don't spend money. So that's an interesting suggestion. It's totally on a chakir Rabbi Chanan has in Yevamos, in Source 5. So Rabbi Chanan discusses this din of why it is that Chazal, and we say that Gemara Yevamos says on Daf Tzani that Chazal can be ogre government at Torah b'kum v'asei and not b'shei v'alpas and not b'kum v'asei. So why should he be mechalik? So you can see Rav Shechter has a nice shtickle in one of the, and he had a few farm, but he said in the Kol Chabura when we went Yevamos. I don't know if anyone knew Chabura. Oh, you weren't even learning Yevamos that year, right? You were learning next to me. You weren't learning Yevamos in the Kol that year, right? Yeah, you weren't in the call. Okay, so we learned Yevamos, Rav Shechter gave a Chabura. So he has a whole different mouth. Rav Chanan had probably more standard mahalas. But he raised the following question. He says, you look, we'll read from the beginning. Mikolach akiros ha'elu tliya zubazu. Di'im nemar sha'ayadei akirosam nekar din Torah legamre. That's in the middle of the whole piece in terms of, is it just pushing aside a din or is it ochre or something? But he says, here's what it's based on. Tzorek lefarish tam achiluk shebein kumvase l'shev al-tase mipnei chomer ha'isr de kumvase shu davar chomer. He's saying it's a big deal to go ahead and do an isr. Ein lehem koach l'okro. So then maybe that's too much for Chazal. That's kind of, they can't overcome the severity of that problem of going ahead and doing an isr. That's why I can't tell you to do an isr with kumvase. Shev al tasa, they know chomer kolkach. To just be shev al tasa, not so chomer. So then yesh koach biyadim laokro. He says umemela tzarach lomar shadavar tolei begufa iser atmo. Then it depends on the nature of the iser itself. Is the by nature the iser a kumasei or shev al tasa? I think could be what he means. Is it a mitzvah sasei or mitzvah lo sasei? V'loich baslan be'ez open over. It doesn't matter how you're actually doing it right now. He says you could have said another, hold another pshat, and we won't read inside. But basically, what he says is that you just have a clash. You're listening to Chazal, you're mitzvah the Torah, and shev al tasa adin. Then you just take a step deep and don't do anything. You just have a clash in terms of principles. You don't know what to do. So, if you take the second approach, so then it makes a lot of sense to say that okay, Chazal is telling you to just sit back. And not do anything. I mean, they're telling you not to do it. The Torah tells you to give money. Chazal tells you not to give money. Okay, so sit back and don't do anything. But if you say the first way, it could be. I guess you could argue on this point as well. But it's possible that it really comes down to asay and lo asay, and it's not so much the way in which the halacha is fulfilled. So even though it's a sheva al taset type of din, not to give tzedakah, but at the end of the day, it's a lav. A lav is very chomer. Maybe we wouldn't say yesh koach v'yachal chomer in that instance. Or you could say maybe it's a different type of lav because the whole lav is b'shev al taseh. I'm not sure. But this approach might be totally on this tahara from Rav Elchanan. But, sorry, we got some screaming next door. I don't know if you heard that, Ariel. But I'll call upon him. So maybe we could deal with that question. But let's ask a third question on the Rambam, and that is the following. This is going to be really a question on the Rambam Hilchos Matnas Anim that we read before. The Gemara, the simple reading of our Gemara on Daf Samach Zayin, is what's this din of Usha? Is din of Usha a guideline for how to fill mitzvahs, or is this like an issur? So the context in which it comes up, the Amoraim were yelling at the other Marukva and saying, well, hey, what are you doing, giving away all your money? So it sounds like it's telling you, you're not allowed to give more, right? Shemit Tzarech Lebrios. And the Gemara tells a story on Daf Nun also. The Gemara tells a story about another one of the, about Rabbi Yeshevav, who tried to give away all his money, and Rabbi Akiva said, hey, don't do that. So it sounds like it's an Isser. So Frech, the Beis Yosef, Akasha, the Beis Yosef, and Simon Reish Men Tess in Yerodea, which is Hilchot Tzedakah, where this Rambam is brought down. So Beis Yosef asked Akasha on the Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Anim that we read quickly before in Halacha Hey, back in source number 3, what did he say? Lashon was it mitzvah min amokhar to give out chomesh. So where did the Rambam get mitzvah min amokhar? It sounds like the Gemara is telling you you can't give that much. You can't give more than that. The Rambam doesn't say anything about not being able to go past that amount. So the Rambam Hilchos Matnas Anim is very hard to understand. So we're going to have, hopefully, if we get to it, 4 mahalchim in understanding this, the sugya, the Rambam, Takanas Usha, where it comes from. And we'll try to take one at a time. So, the first mahalach is the following. And this is also the Beis Yosef for alludes to part of this. And that is the following. The Gemara on Daf Nun in Tzibur. So, basically where I just left off, after the story with Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshevav, so the Gemara Daf Nun quotes Rav Nachman, Vitamer of Acha Bar Yaakov, and the Gemara says, Mikra, what's the pasuk? What's the source for going up for Takanas Usha? Right? Takanas Usha, Ayavaz Beth Yosef Mechomet. So what's the source? So the Gemara says, quotes a pasuk from Yaakov Vino V'chol Asher Titen Li Aser Asrenu Lach. The Yaakov makes a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or a kind of aftach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if he gives him what he needs, he is going to provide, he's going to give him back aser aasrenu. And the Rishonim explain, Rashi explains here, Aser Asrenu Shnei Isurin Havalu Chomes. It says Aser Asrenu. It says Aser twice. It'll give you 2/10, which is really 1/5. So that's how they get to 1/5. So says the Beis Yosef, Aser Asrenu. Does that sound like it's an iser? It's limiting. It's a limitation on what you give. It doesn't sound that way. It sounds like it's saying, you should look at Yaakov. Look at Yaakov. He did a great thing. He went ahead and gave chomesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave a chomesh of his nechasim and he gave from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it doesn't sound like a limitation at all. Says the Beis Yosef, yeah, this is the mucker here that this is a proactive halacha. And that's where the Rambam got it from, Hilchos Matnas Anim. There's a mitzvah to give ar chomesh. And add the Birchas Avram, and this chora is a din d'oraisa that we're darshing a pasuk in the Torah, Aser Asrenu Lach. And therefore, it makes sense. All our questions fall away. It's not a question anymore about being Oker Dover from the Torah. That's a gedder in mitzvos, and in general, that the halacha is that you only have to do up to a chomesh, and that's how the Berachas Avraham says. Also, it makes sense that the Rambam learned that this applies to all mitzvos and not just tzedakah, because why should this pasuk not specific to tzedakah? Across the board, there's an inyan to go. There's a mitzvah and a mochar at least to go up to chomesh. That's a din d'oraisa. There's a p'tur beyond that, and you don't have to give more than that. So that answers all the questions of a Kiryas Tamar and a Torah, and it all fits. And it could be that really Rashi agrees to this. Rashi, when he said Aniyim, it could be Rashi just saying the pshat in the original Takanas Usha. Maybe the context in which it was stated was tzedaka, but it was understood that was not limited to just the context in which they were talking about, but maybe it extends beyond that. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah seems to present it that way. If you look in source, let's start with the Raman, source 6. Sorry. So the Raman, source 6, brings down this halacha in Shar Mitzvos, like we said before. Misha ain't lo esrog go shar mitzvah alveres person doesn't have an esrog and other mitzvah any other mitzvah ain't tzarech levazveis aleha hon rab. You don't have to go crazy in how much money you spend for mitzvah. Moshe amru hamivazveis al yivazveis yoser mechomesh afilu mitzvah alveres. You don't have to go more than a chomesh. And the Mishnah Berurah says here in source number 7, hanei shlish menachasa, that's hon rab. You don't have to go all the way that far. You only have to go up to Chomesh, Mucha, B'Gemara, B'Hedra, De'ein Tzarech, Litein, Avur, Mitzvah, Achas, V'Aposkim, Hiskimu, D'Afilu, Pachas, M'Shlish, Gamkein, Tzarech, V'Samchu, Dino, K'mo, Le'inyan, Tzedakah. In this halacha that they said, Barshar Mitzvot, they understood it like Tzedakah, She'amru, HaMevazvez, La'yavazvez, Yotzer, Chomesh, Shema, Ye'ani, V'Tzarech, L'Briach, V'Hu, Adin, Mezeh. So the way the Mishnah Berurah seems to be understanding is that Usha was said by Tzedakah, but it was understood by I guess early the Chazal, and certainly the Rishonim, that this was Lav Davka limited to Tzedakah, but really applied across the board. So Rashi, Kedarko, is explaining Pshat B'chol Makom, that's his derech in explaining the Gemara, but it's not necessarily, doesn't mean that he was limiting it to an. So that could be one mahalach here in understanding how this all comes together. One ha'ara, a very interesting shita megubetzas. I forgot to put on the marmakomos, but on this drasha of Aser Asrenu, he says, why did the Torah have to write such a funny drasha? Why do you have to write Aser Asrenu? Just say find some way to say Avchomesh. What's the kvelos halasha? So the shita megubetzas says it's to tell you that when you give a chomesh, the best way to give a chomesh is aser asrenu. You do it twice. Instead of giving a lump sum of 20%, it's better to give 10% twice. And he says that's really based on the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos in Masechet Avot, in source 8, where the Rambam says, just read a little bit from the beginning, he says, he's talking about midos in general. Shehamalos lo yusku lefishir godel hamase. Let's say you're working on some midah. If you put in amazing effort, you do a huge chesed project, or you do one gevaldik shmon esrei, and you're working on your tefillah, so that's not really going to get you to high levels. El if you rove misbar hamasa, it's in terms of how many times you do it, how often you do it. V'zeh sheham So that's then he goes on to say, and he gives an example. Marshal Zeh, third line in, Shehadam in Yitin the Misha Roy Elef Dinar wants to give $1,000 to some Pamachas Uli Shechad. You just give it once. Lo Tusad Lo Balas and Adibus Bazeh Hamaseh Ha'Echad Hagadol. That's not going to really change him as a person. It's not going to impact him. Kamosha Tusad Lefi Lemishim this Yisnadev Elef Pa'amim Elef Dinar. But someone else would give $1,000 1,000 times. Wow, what an impact that will. That or sorry, 1,000 times to get up to $1,000. V'yitin kol dinar mehem outside on the divas, and you give each one with the divas. You give each one in the sense of generosity. Lefi ze lefi sheze yichpal al yado masa on the divas elapam. So he's gonna have 1,000 actions of generosity. That's gonna have a tremendous impact on him. So that's the sheet of Mikubetz. This is already hinted in the Rambam doesn't. Rambam says that's proud in the Mishnah. It says I call the fee rov hamaset. It's all about doing it a lot of times. And the Shitim Lubetzah says this is already hinted in the pasuk. Aser asrenu, a double lashon that it's better to do it in two shifts than do it in one shot. So an interesting ha'ara. There's one problem though with this whole mahalach. No one jumped out at me at this mahalach. What happened to where's Takanas Usha fit in? I said a nice little Torah. I said a Seder Lach. It's in the Raisa. It's a Tzur. Where? What happened with Takanas Usha? Yeah. We'll leave aside that she didn't like this. You don't need a teacher to answer. To answer this, that was just a. It's not Kara and stuff. So where do you need that kind of solution? So the Maram Shif on the Gemara Tzuvos in Daf Nun suggests an answer to this question. He says, yeah, we kind of forgot it actually about the Beis Yosef's question. Is that the Gemara sounds like a Zinister? He says, exactly, that's Takanas Usha. Takanas Usha tells us, there's a, the Yenachanami, there's a Din Darais, there's a Ptur, and Usha, they came along and said, and you know what? Your Pater, and it would have been a Midas Chasidus before to go beyond a Chomish. They said, Usha, don't do that Midas Chasidus. It's not worthwhile. So that's how the Maram Shif brings it all together. The Rambam, interestingly, the Rambam, I kind of ignored a fact that the Rambam in Hilchos Erchin also said the point that you shouldn't give more than a chomesh. Although in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, he doesn't say that. He only says it's a mitzvah merukor. He doesn't mention anything about going beyond that. So, hard to understand exactly. I didn't see anyone else. The Chavetz Chaim deals with this. That's Mahalach number 4, if we get to it. But in the Sefer I may have quoted last week, Avas Saka, from Avidan, who was the previous Rosh Shiva in Shalvim, Ariel? Yeah, I think I don't know. I
heard.
He was before. So I downloaded a safer on stuff, the Valdic safer. Just got it at the storm sale last week. I had it from library before, but I just got it from the storm sale. So in his safer, so he suggests that if the Rambam doesn't have to repeat all everything, he said the Rambam expected you to learn all of the Rambam. So if you learn the Rambam Hilchos Erchin, which in fact I think comes right before Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, so even better. So you look at the Rambam Hilchos Erchin, and he tells you don't go more than a chomesh. And Hilchos Tzaka, he's telling you that you're not chayav to give up to a chomesh. It's mitzvah of the to go up to a chomesh. But he didn't have to chazer when he said earlier you should never give more than a chomesh for mitzvahs. That's how he fits in the Rambam. So that is all mahalach aleph for this Takanas Usha. Again, there's a p'tur min haTorah. Learn from Aser Asrenu Lach, you only have to go up. You should go up to a chomesh, but you're not chayav to go more than a chomesh. That's din daraisa, and that's a din kali in all mitzvot. And in Usha, they were misakin that you should stop it there. And we can even fit that in the lashon of the Rambam. Mahalach Beis is based on the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Peah also has our sugya, but a different presentation. The Yerushalmi says, first, Rishon ben Lakish, Rishon b'shem Rav Yehuda ben Chanina, Nimnu b'Usha shehi Adam mefresh chomesh min chasav l'mitzvos Talmud. I don't remember if that's meant to be there, but anyway, it said Usha. They were Nimnu. That's the lashon of the Yerushalmi. They're Nimnu and Usha that a person should be mafresh 1/5 of his nechasav for mitzvos. I got that. Beis Yosef I mentioned earlier. We were wondering for the Rambam, where did the Rambam get this idea that there's a proactive chiyuv to give up to a chomish, it's not just an iser? So the Beis Yosef also points to this Yerushalmi as another indication. Aser Asher Lach is one, and here too, the Lush and Yerushalmi mashma is that you should be doing this. So that's the Yerushalmi. Then the Yerushalmi, but the Yerushalmi then has an interesting thing. The Yerushalmi says, Maisav Rabbi Sheva, which we have also in Ksuvos Daf Nun. She'amar mehechlik is kol nechasav laniyim. He went out and gave all of the chasav to aniyim. Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel, not like Arzmal is Rabbi Kiva. Shalach Rabbi Gamliel, v'halo amru chomesh menechasav lemitzvos. They said, you can only give a chomesh. What are you doing giving away all your nechasim? So they stopped him. So says the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Gamliel lo kodem le'usha haya. Wasn't Rabbi Gamliel before Usha? So if you look at the Maharash Cirilio in the back of the Yerushalmi, so he gives you all the chesbonos of how he knows. I didn't get to look at my chart I have of the generations of the Tanan, but he, the last Cirilio goes through and proves from Makaros how we know that Rabbi Gamliel was before Usha and how Rabbi Kiva was not before Usha. So he says, okay, so he's before Usha. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabun, B'shem Rabbi Levi, Kach, Haisa, Halacha, B'yadim, really it was Halacha, sounds like Halacha, L'moshe, M'Sinai, Ushchachuha, V'amdu, Hashinim, Hiskimo, Adat, Rishonim. In Usha, they were just bringing back, they were Mechavein, and Yerushalmi goes on to talk about what a mile it is to really work hard on Tasugi and figure out the Mechavein to what was in earlier generations. So in Usha, they were Mechavein to this Halacha, L'moshe, M'Sinai, that there was a din, of Chomesh. So it sounds like, and this is how the Gra in the Perish on the Mishnah and Peah, Aleph Aleph, this is going on the Yerushalmi is going on the line of what we say every morning. Ildrim Shalim Shurik, Mulus Chasadim is one in that list, so that's what the Yerushalmi is commenting on. So the Gra on that Mishnah says this is Pshat, quotes Yerushalmi, says this is Pshat, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, they forgot it, and in Usha they reinstated the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. This is a little bit difficult. Number one, it's hard to understand how there's a Macholos Tanoim about this, if it's really a Lachol Moshe Messina. Remember we said that in Erchon there's a Macholos Tanoim, so that is a little bit hard to understand. So that's one Ha'ara. Now the other Ha'ara is remember we spoke about it, there's a mitzvah to give and there's an issue to go beyond that. So Al-Karchach, according to this Gra, it's all in one, meaning the Halacha Moshe Messina not only contains a p'tur beyond the Chomesh and a mitzvah miracle to give to Chomesh, but also an itzer to go beyond as a chassid shota to do that much. So yeah, that's a little more dachuk, but really the Machlokes Tanoim is harder to understand. The Torah Tamima has more kashas on the Yerushalmi, and the Torah Tamima is on the pasuk in Parshas Vayetze right at the end of Rishon, Aser Asrenu Lach. Sorry, I don't have it on my Makomos, but the Torah Tamima. Sorry, I'm a very busy Shabbos, and I prepared this again, but I didn't get all my makomos smooth. So anyway, the Torah Tanima asks a couple more kashas. He points out to Yerushalmi in Shabbos that uses this lashon of Amdu Hashim, Yisrim Adat Rishonim. He says it's clear in that Yerushalmi in Shabbos that it's talking about Yerukas Bideros and Shabbos. That that's a Dindra Abanan. So he says that this lashon of Amdushtim and figure out what the early one said, it's not usually going on a Halacha Moshe Messina, rather it's going on an earlier Takana Derabana. So he says that's a little strange to say, that's Dindaraisa. I mean, quotes his Gra and asks on the Gra. And then he says also, the Bavli, this is really a question of both Mahalchim that we've said, the Bavli says, my Kra, what's the Pasuk? And he quotes on Ramban, I think I should look this up, but the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos says that, I think in Shorash Aleph he quoted, that whenever the Gemara has a Lashon, my Kra, that's a dinder abanan. That's an asmachta. My krav does not, it said minon imili, so that's indication of dinder aisa. But lashon my krav is an introduction to an asmachta. It says the Torah Tamima, so I have a lot of problems with this grub because, and really, Kasha's on, he doesn't, obviously, Berachas Avram came later, Berachas Avram's still alive, but Kasha really went with Berachas Avram, assumed from the Bavli, but he's assuming that the grub is working within this as well, that it's dinder aisa. That it really doesn't fit in Yerushalmi, doesn't fit in the Bavli, and it's very hard to understand. So what is Pshat then? Again, we have two Mahalchim, that it's either a kind of a Daraisa with a Takanas Usha limiting it on the level of Darabanan, it's all Din Daraisa and Usha they just figured out was a Din Daraisa, but now Torah Tamim has problems with this Mahalach. So the truth is that there are other achronim as well that don't learn, as we said this before, and they learn that it's straight up a din derabanan, which is, I guess, the pashas of the Gemara. I don't know. It sounds like it's a kind of thesis. I mean, there was a chiddush to say it was only the iser part. There was an element of the deraisa, I guess. But the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva, source 10, and he says the hav devanai mashma midin Torah. Kol sheyesh lo parnasas yomo tzarich litein hamoser laani. Rak chayav kodem. He says midoraisa, you have to give away all your money to an ani. Okay, you have to make sure you have enough, you know, for the next day. And Rabbi Dan is safer, and he quotes this Chasam Sofer, says, that's in a situation where you know you're getting a certain amount of money every day, so you're going to have guaranteed money, he said. But he means, you know, basically you're going to be taken care of, and you can basically assume you'll be able to support yourself. I wonder that if this might be the basis for what people talk about. I've heard like Rabbi Willigan and Salovsky talk about this, and Rabbi Nemitzel also, that there's no chiyuv to give meiser if you don't have, if you're not like settled in terms of your basic needs. The Hagdara of Nemitzel, there's a Hakotel gives out a Cheos and Chulos. Every other week they send out some like newsletters. So a couple weeks ago they had this. So Nemitzel said, until you own an apartment, you don't have to, own or have or enough money to pay for rent. I think he was saying own. So you own an apartment, you don't have to give Meiser. So Bizman is there. What the basic needs are might change. And that's why I know Ray Willig tells guys when they get married they shouldn't be giving Meiser from their wedding money, because we don't, you know, there's so many expenses. Bizman is there. We haven't yet, you know, many people are still supported by their parents, they haven't yet met their basic needs. Once a person's pretty much on their feet, so then that's when the halacha should apply. So it could be based on this Chasam Sofer, and just the extrapolation until today. Rav Avidan doesn't go that far. He just says that it doesn't mean that you have to have the next day meal. It means like basic money that you can cover your expenses coming up. But I assume it probably comes from this direction. But al-Kapanim, that's din d'oraisa. Din d'oraisa you should give until that point. And so a person is, let's say a person is really settled and has a lot of money, so he should be giving away a lot of money. Aval kol sheyesh lo de parnasas yomo yeser shar mamono lani hatzarech rak ve'usha hiskinu shelo yivazu ez odem yoser mechon mesh v'sam chuhu akra aser asrenu lach. So he says, like the Torah Tmima, v'toli nas machte v'aser asrenu lach, and it's, yeah, in a chanami midarais, you should have given more, maybe kizanolam, like you're saying, that Chazal figured out that it wasn't a good idea to take this approach, and they said, don't give more than a chomesh. That's the Chasam Sofer's understanding. The Ramosha also has a similar point. Ramosha has an interesting chakira he raises. Ramosha says that, basically, well, just to give the background what Ramosha's assumption is, Ramosha's assumption is that the din of at least staka, although he does expand it to other mitzvahs, but the hagdara of staka is and really, I think he assumes that all mitzvahs are that way. I mean, a person does not have the, similar to the Chasam Sofer, I guess, that a person doesn't, not expected to give away his money to the point that he doesn't have enough for himself. And he in fact actually brings a source for this in the Gemara Bava Metzia. If you look at the Gemara Bava Metzia on source 12, turn to page 3. So the Gemara Bava Metzia, we won't read it inside, but the story, the famous story of Akiva ben Batura, that they're out, you know, with one thing of water, and one of them had to drink it. And the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva that says that chayecha kodmin v'chayachicha imach chayecha kodmin v'chayachavracha, that you have to drink the water and you don't give it to the other guy to drink. So that's so says Rav Moshe in the same vein. Says Tana Rabbi Akiva is Rabbi Akiva understood that's the hagdara in the mitzvah tzedaka. Says give up the water will be tzedaka. So you don't give up, you don't do that because chayecha kodmin. And Rav Moshe says, assumes that this is true by all mitzvos as well, that you don't have to give up everything to be able to fulfill mitzvos. And the way Rav Moshe says it, that in Usha they were koveya hashara in terms of how much we can guarantee that you won't, you know, lose what you need. So it's actually not in that piece that it's in another paragraph of the Moshe Shuva there, but. That's what he says. It's a hashara. So it's also a din derabanan, you know, built on a concept deraisa that you don't have to give more than you have. But it's a pure din derabanan. Just Chazal were made hashara that would be a safe amount, not to give more than a chomesh. The Ramosha, the part I have here, Ramosha has a very interesting question. He says, "Is pshat in this din that if you don't have enough money, is it pshat that it's honest? Like, you're honest to give more than you need, so you're honest in that. Or is pshat, no, there's never a chiyuv said until that point. So he says, at least by tztaka, he says, there's never a chiyuv said. Shai told me that Rav Shechter pointed this out based on Rav Moshe, and then I saw it's discussed, and Rabbi Kurka says this, that by tztaka, there's no chiyuv to go out and borrow money to give tztaka, or get a job to be able to give tztaka. There's no chiyuv to do that. Because the din of tztaka, at least the din of day machsara, what we might get to next week might be a little different, but at least the din of day machsara, provide for someone else, so that you're not chayiv if you can't afford it. You're just chayiv, not chayiv. It's not a patur that you're on it. But the halacha is, in Shulchan Aruch, that let's say for dalet kosos, so the dalet kosos, you're supposed to go around and collect money to be able to get dalet kosos. So you could say for sumi nisa is different, but it could be that's just a din in mitzos. The mitzos in a chanami. If at the end of the day you didn't have it, you're puter. But if you, whatever you could do to collect the money to get the mitzvah, to be able to do the mitzvah, maybe you should have to do more. Maybe really mitzvahs are the same as tzedakah in this regard. Not clear. Ramos is not clear about mitzvahs, but for sure he thinks by tzedakah at least that's the case, that just b'chal, there's no chiyuv beyond that amount. But anyway, Ramos also assumes that this is din d'rabbanan, going in the lines of the Torah Tanima, and for this we would have to fall back on what we started with earlier. It must be Yesh Kach Yad Chachamim Nachar Darim Torah. That Chachamim said the Shev Al Taseh and the Chanami. You could have given more tzedakah, but you should not give more tzedakah. One interesting question. We'll see if you want to mention it. Well, we'll leave out the other question. You could see source 13 and 14 and try to figure out where we're going with that, but we'll leave it maybe for next time. I just want to present the fourth mahalach in this sugya, and that is the following. So again, until this point, we have the first mahalach that there's a two-tiered deraisa derabanan din. Second mahalach, the whole thing is deraisa. Usha was just bringing out again the din deraisa. Third mahalach is that the whole thing is takanas tachamim. Maybe for most of the concept deraisa, not to go beyond your means, but really the numbers are purely in derabanan. All of the mahalchim more or less assume that the Bavli and Yerushalmi agree. Maybe a technical difference was Halacha Mishum Sinai, is that Sarah and Lach, but more or less everything agrees. The Chavetz Chaim, in his Sefer Avos Chesed, has a totally different mahalach. Before we see that mahalach, he makes some diukim in the Rambam. He addresses some more difficulties, and that is the question that we raised earlier, the difference between the Rambam Hilchos Manas Aniyim and Hilchos Erchin. In Hilchos Erchin, he says, don't go beyond the Chumash, and Hilchos Manas Aniyim, he doesn't say that. And the Rambam also is clear that if you can't afford it, you can go beyond one-fifth. That's for sure. So where did that come from? And also, another interesting thing is the Rambam in Halacha Hay. If you look at Halacha Hay back in source number 3, the Lashon of the Rambam is, Ba ha'ani v'sha'al de machzorah. If the ani came before you and asked de machzorah, so is that just the hechtimtzi for tzedakah? Or is there something deeper to the fact that the ani comes before you? So says the Chavetz Chaim, the Bavli and Yerushalmi are talking about different cases. And there's a huge machlokas, Bavli Yerushalmi. So the Bavli doesn't seem to say there's any mitzvah l'chatzilah to give up to a chomesh, like we were medayak earlier. The Bavli is talking about a case where there's no ani in front of you. You're looking at it to go out. It's basically what we have most of the time in these situations. We're looking to give tzedakah. We don't have an ani necessarily in front of us. So the Bavli says, if you're going out to give tzedakah, don't give more than a chomesh. Do you have to give up to a chomesh? You don't have to give up to a chomesh. But it's just telling you that, you know, you shouldn't. You don't have to go beyond the chomesh. That's what the Bavli is talking about. The Yerushalmi, that doesn't seem to have any limitation. The Yerushalmi just presents that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is to go up to a Chomesh. The Yerushalmi does have that story. Okay, I'm not sure how he... maybe he says that story is a different case, but at least the initial presentation of the Yerushalmi back in source number 9, the way they present Usha, in fact, Nimnu b'Usha shehi adam mafresh Chomesh b'nechas l'mitzvah, that's what they figured out of Usha. So that says the the Chavetz Chaim, that's talking about a case where you have an ani in front of you. If you have an ani in front of you, that's a different din. Then you have to go ahead and you should give up to a chomesh. It sounds like you should go ahead and do that. A mafresh, you're saying, doesn't sound... No, he's saying, yeah, you have it on in front of you, so take out of your mafresh from your nechassim, take from your nechassim. And says the Chavetz Chaim, and that's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Yerushalmi doesn't call it makar, that's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. And he says that's halacha also, in Usha it says nimnu. It's not there, it doesn't say titnum Usha. No, it's not kanas Usha, it's nimnu. They came and made a drasha, or whatever, they came to the understanding, they came together to paskin up, this was a din daraisa, that you should go up to a chomesh. Aye, and that's a dinda raisa. And there was never a takana, you can't go beyond that. And he quotes from Martinus that deals with it, that, or that's a kasha on this idea, because Martinus seems to present you go beyond, ayin sham. And then he says, aye, but if that's the case, so he says, that's really a real din, you have to give. So why would the Rambam say, mitzvah min amuvchar? So says that's in case you don't have enough money. So if you have enough money, well, the presentation of the Rambam is baha ani v'shal de machzoro. Im ein yad ha-nosin maseges, so nosin mos be a seges yad. But what if you had the maseges? What would be the din if you had enough money? So it sounds like if you have enough money, you give the whole thing, even beyond the chomer. So says the Chavetz Chaim, at least in that case, you'd be chayef to go up to chomer. And there'd be midas chidus to go beyond, maybe, but for sure you'd be chayef to give a chomer. However, in the case where you're stuck, so then, it's a mitzvah and mukhar to push yourself to go to chomesh, but not that's a chiyuv. There's no chiyuv. That's a lashon of mitzvah and mukhar, to push yourself. And that's actually, go back to the Rambam Hilchos Erchin. Hilchos Erchin says, not sure we can say anything about the Hilchos Erchin. But al kapanim, that's the idea to push yourself in that case. That's why it's a lashon of mitzvah and mukhar. Otherwise, you should do it. You should do it lechatchila. It's really the way it should be done. I mean, you have to. That's the Yerushalmi, the mafresh. When you give to, when you have an onion in front of you, you mafresh that much. So that's how the Chavetz Chaim puts together the different sugyas. There's a din d'oraisa that you have to give a chomesh if you have an onion in front of you. If you don't have an onion in front of you, then just don't give more than a chomesh. If you have an onion in front of you, you can't afford it. So that's, you know, an onion in front of you, but you can't afford it. That's a little bit like the Moshe's kind of setup, that you're not actually chayev, but that's what the Rambam says, lashon mitzvah and lochar, that would make sense to kind of push yourself in that direction. So that is the fourth mahalach. We have to go tomorrow, but I'm pretty sure that covers a lot of the issues that we dealt with. That's why the Rambam says ani lefanav. Just lemaisa, the Ramah in the Hilchos Sukkah, there's some ratio and test. So the Ramah is clear that even if yado maseges, so you should never give more than a chomesh. That's the Ramah, because the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, basically says, if you have enough money, if you have an ani in front of you, so you should give however much you need, and if you don't have enough money, then you should give only up to a chomesh mitzvah, before he quotes the Rambam. So it sounds like if you have enough money, you should give more. That would be like the Chavetz Chaim, but the Ramah says on that, he seems to be saying across the board you should never go more than chomesh, and that maybe is a pasuk Shana Gemara, is a kind of a gzeir across the board. That's I guess a little bit of an open question in terms of, you know, Bill Gates, they can't go more than chomesh. The Ramah sounds like you wouldn't be able to if he was a Jew, of course. So a little bit tzarach Ian. For the last Maramakim, we'll take a look about Talmud Torah, and you can tell me you'll see what the Birch Zavram, you can imagine only the Medayah from that Gemara, but Talmud Torah basically is accepted to the rule, and you can go beyond Chomesh, you can really give anything to the Talmud Torah for your students. Thanks, go ahead.